everyone, welcome. And today it is hump day. It is Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Time to Talk. Hey, Brina, how are you? Hey, Frankie, how are you? And Lou, what's going on? Welcome, welcome. And for anyone who is listening to any other, on any other platform, live or on the replay, thank you and welcome, as always. As always, I hope everyone is having a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day here. Hot, but beautiful. Yeah, Lou, it is. I might piss you off a little bit. We'll see. I don't know. No, Brina, I haven't, but it is a movie that I want to see. Hello, I'm going to say some things. I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not. I'm even going to talk about serial killers with this one, too. Okay. So, hey, Minnesota, welcome. I didn't see you pop in there. Welcome. Yeah, you know, Brina, I usually see movies once they come on cable, DirecTV. I don't like going to the movie theater, and with the exception of The Little Mermaid that I saw a couple of weeks ago, I had not been in a movie theater literally since 2005. I don't like them. I think they're gross. Lord knows what's on the seats. So I try not to go to the movies. All right. So the corruption of children and using children as a narrative to fit agendas. You know, Lou has a new Florida law that I'll like. Okay. Can't imagine what I like coming out of Florida. Even the immigrants are leaving. Okay. So, hold on. Okay. Sorry, I had to adjust my headset. So, the corruption of children. Again, my opinion, I think that children have been corrupted for a very, 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 very long time. And throughout the years, throughout the ages, I think people have always used children to fit a particular narrative. And usually that narrative is political. And, you know, now what we've heard probably for the last almost 10 years is, you know, got to keep children away from those pedophiles, children, pedophiles, you know, pedophiles and pizza, you know, pedophiles and woke, pedophiles, you know, with the church. Hey, Blunt, welcome. Pedophiles who may be teaching in school. You know, we hear a lot about that. We hear a lot about, you know, we got to protect our kids, what they read in school and what's being taught. But are you really protecting children, or are you trying to spin a narrative that you want people to buy into? Hey, son, welcome. You know, at what point do we as a society say, stop it? Because I think the younger generation, I think Gen Z is the generation that's stepping up and saying, all the stuff that's going on, all this noise from whatever, the left, the right, the middle, up, down, whatever, is bullshit. You're going to have to kick me off my own show. I just cursed. You know, so at what point do we as a society say enough is enough and stop using children as the narrative? When in fact, all we've done, in my opinion, throughout time, is hurt them. You know, we talk about how we want to save our kids from learning certain things in school and reading certain books, but yet we're passing laws that children now as young as 14 can work in factories, in meat factories. I mean, we're going back to the 1800s, 1700s England, you know, where children were used as chimney sweeps because they were smaller and they can fit into the chimney, but a lot of children got killed. We'll use them for that, but make sure they don't read that book. That book will really be detrimental to them. We'll let a child, you know, work in an unsafe place, but keep them away from that pedophile, and Lord help you, don't let them go get pizza. You know, Jimmy, hey, welcome back. You know, so you look at everything that's going on. It's like, do you really care about children? Or is it just your narrative? Shelby, welcome. Because I see it as a personal agenda and a narrative. You know, you have police officers that are following and harassing children while they're trying to walk home, literally. And if it weren't for people videotaping everything, people would say, oh, that's not happening. That's not, you know, going on. But as we know with videotape, yes, it does. You know, so who is the one who's corrupting the children? I mean, who? You know, and yes, Lou, they do. Most U.S. companies still do. And that's a shame. You know, so what, you know, so on one hand, you know, when I was growing up, in order for you to work, you had to have a work permit. And when I was growing up, the age to work was 14. But they were very specific in where you could and could not work. I would not have been allowed to work in a meat factory or any type of factory that was dangerous. Then they changed the law to 16. In order to work, if you're under the age of 18, you had to have a work permit and you were 16. Then they changed the law to 18. Because, oh, children should not be out there working. So you had you guys remember that McDonald's commercial? Some of you guys may not, but it was a McDonald's commercial where this boy was, he comes out of his house and he's saying hi to his neighbors. Everyone's saying, hey, hey, what's up, what's up? And then at the end, he turns his cap around the correct way. And it's a McDonald's cap. And he says, welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? And that was at a time when McDonald's was really making an effort to hire and give jobs to young people, especially summer jobs. But, you know, everyone was in an uproar. Hey, fair use. Welcome. You know, everyone was in an uproar. Oh, my God. You know, we can't have children working. So now you see older people at McDonald's. You see older people when you're leaving Walmart doing the receipt check and the greeters. You know, out here in California, we used to have kids who would stand on the corner on the weekends and they would swing those signs back and forth to you where new homes were. But, you know, when that was going on, we had people in our community who said, oh, no, children shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that. So now in order to swing those signs, you have to be 18. But you also, you know, so the 16-year-old cannot stand on this corner and do that and make a little money in his pocket. You have a lot of companies that don't even hire if you're under the age of 18. So you go back and you talk about, you know, the corruption of children, but we have kids who are going to school, getting shot up. They're unalived. We don't do anything. We still can't do anything with this gun thing that is killing children. And it's not about your right to carry a gun. It's about the right, you know, should crazy people have guns to go in and shoot people? So do you care about those kids? But once again, watch out for those pedophiles. Make sure they don't read Toni Morrison's book, because that will corrupt them. Meanwhile, children are vaping. You know, they're doing all kinds of stuff. But don't go into that pizza joint, because you know there's pedophiles there. It just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense. So all this stuff about we have to take care of children, whatever. But people don't. People are hypocrites. The hypocrisy is out there and it's blaring and it's glaring in your face. All these laws that are being passed, they're not to help kids. They're out there to help someone's agenda and what they want, no matter what political side you stand on, no matter what. Maxwell, I saw you. I will bring you up in a moment. You know, no matter what political side you stand on, no matter what religion you believe, you know, again, you know, you have all these kids who for years would go home saying, Father Pete molested me. Oh, Father Pete, he didn't do that. He's a saint. And then when they were told, when the church was told, and it's like, you need to do something with Father Pete, the church, even now, they still don't want to do anything. Instead, they'll move Father Pete to another parish where he can do the same thing all over again for the next 30 years. But don't let a kid read that book that was banned. Oh, no. Don't have them read that book because that child would be so corrupt. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer. Yes, Lou, I'm talking about the serial killers. You know, look at Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, you had a 14-year-old boy who the police and Jeffrey Dahmer, the boy, you know, was basically saying, help me. But they thought that it was like, oh, well, this is just some lover's thing. Excuse me, you have a minor with an older man and you're just going to dismiss it? But don't let those boys read that book. It's okay if you go back with Jeffrey Dahmer and have consensual sex like that. But that banned book, no, no, no. That child would be corrupt. So that's where, that's how I think that, you know, I don't know. And Lou says, I started working at 11. I wouldn't do that to my kids. I worked at 14. And I think children should work. I'm not saying they got to go out there and toil, you know, and you know, work. Oh my God, you know, till their hands bleed. Like a lot of children did, you know, but I do believe that work is good for children. I do believe that it shows them responsibility. I do believe that children do need to, you know, probably by the time they're 16, need to get a paycheck where they can see that, okay, you work this many hours and you're adding up your paycheck and you're like, okay, I'm gonna get this much money. And then you get your check and you're like, well, wait, well, you got a tax for this, you got a tax for that, you got a tax for that. I do believe children do need to do that. And I think that if children are not working outside the house, they most definitely should do chores at home. Most definitely. I think they should get out there and cut grass. They should be, you know, washing dishes, mopping the floor, taking out the trash. I definitely think that they need to do that, because then you end up, in my opinion, that, you know, your child, you're letting them have a sense of entitlement. But that's just me. Hold on, I missed somebody wanted to say. Okay, and Jimmy says, LGBTQ are corrupting children where their agendas and propagandas. And Jimmy, I think that's true up to a point. I think that's true up to a point. You know, you have people, I don't know, because I struggle with the LGBTQ thing, because I think that they do use children as a narrative. But if you do have children out there who identify like that and they can't talk to their parents at home, or they're afraid to talk to their teachers, who do you talk to? That's the thing that I struggle with when it comes to LGBTQ. Hey, Shorty, welcome. And TQ says only malls and fast food. Okay, right. They were working at the mall and fast food. Yeah. Okay, Lou says, here you will like this, I hope. I know you hate Florida. Governor DeSantis also signed HB 1297 to impose the death penalty for pedophiles who commit sexual battery against children under the age of 12. Oh, okay. And I think that that's great. But at the same time, what are you doing about school shootings? How are you protecting them by saying, oh, a teacher can have a gun when they go to school? You know, a teacher can take a gun in into the classroom. I mean, what are you doing? No worries, Shorty. I saw that you had clicked the button to come up. I started working at 10 at the car wash by my grandmother's house, like actually getting paid for $4 a car. I mean, and see, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, but again, it's like, oh, okay, we'll kill the pedophile. But I'm still going to let you go into this factory and possibly, you know, sever a finger. I guess you can still work with a 9, right? You know, so I don't know. I just think that you know, to you, and when you said you had to pay off a debt, oh, okay, that's fine. But again, you look at the responsibility. This is where I say I think that you should be able to work, and you have the responsibility. Is, you know, you paid off that debt. You took a job where you had to do it. You know, everybody's parents are not going to, or and everyone doesn't have the ability either to have parents who are just going to say, here's the money. You know, or don't worry about it. I mean, I have friends who their kid breaks a cell phone, loses a cell phone. Their parents go out and buy them another one. I told my son, I said, you lose this phone, you break this phone. Yeah, we have Apple Care and all that other stuff. But if for whatever reason it is not covered, I'm not buying you another phone. That's on you. So if you have to communicate with the string and the two cups from house to house until you can afford to buy it yourself. You know, but again, let's see, TQ says, I broke the owner's windows, throwing rocks in his pool. My grandfather and him were friends. He ended up giving a job after the paid debt. See, you know. But when we talk about the corruption of children, you know, it is, people are using it using children as a narrative to fit an agenda. And I'm sorry, I think places like Florida has completely done it. Because you're not looking at all children. You're looking at certain children. You're looking at some children. I mean, why not pass laws? And I've said this for years. Why not pass laws that if a priest is found doing unsavory things with a minor, why don't you throw them in jail and kill them? But you'll give that pass to that priest before you give that pass to your neighbor who's a bit on the creepy side, but they're doing the exact same thing. Yeah, he is going to need a lot of string for using. Yes, he will. You know, TQ says, some people would say I was bad. I say I was curious. Or even a child sniffing president. Yeah. And also you have one that was grabbing people by the pussy. Right? You know, you have a first lady who goes to see children at a migrant camp where children were being detained without their parents. And the first lady wears a jacket saying, I don't care, do you. Was that appropriate to wear at that particular time? So you want to talk about, you know, the politics of it all. They all have issues and all of them are crap. Some of them are just more crappier than others. Unfortunately, this is who we're stuck with until people, you know, can realize that we need to do something and get rid of both of these parties. But getting back to the children, you know, it's, you know, just, you have countries where they groom children as young as six to carry guns to go kill another child. Bro, welcome. You have countries that, you know, they kidnap children in order to put a gun in their hand so they can go kill another child or an adult. And by the time that child reaches 16, that child has lived a lifetime. You know, What about that? But again, we're worried about that book that that child might read. TQ says, live by Compton High. Used to throw rocks from the track field to farmers across the street. TQ. Is that being curious or is that being bad? Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, I do know. You know, is Gen Z going to be the generation that says, stop screwing with us? You're having more student walkouts? Or is it the fact that we can screw around with children because they don't vote? If children voted, let's say the voting age was 10. If children voted, well, we have the crazy laws that we have. I don't think so. You want to see the rocks skip from a distant sun. Don't you skip rocks like on water and not in the air? Oh, boy. TQ, did you throw any rocks while you were at the water park? I'm sorry. I had to say that. I had to say that. Hey, Shorty, I knew you would like that one. You know, so I mean, you know, if children could vote, would they be used as pawns? Would they be used, you know, to fit a narrative or an agenda? If they could vote, if children could vote, would we have good gun control laws? And again, I'm not saying go and take away everybody's gun. I think, no, absolutely not. But crazy people shouldn't have guns. If you know that someone is disturbed, that person shouldn't have a gun, but we'll still let people go in and shoot up schools and restaurants, whatever. Like I said, don't give that baby that book to read, because that book is horrible. It'll corrupt them. But again, we're only talking about a particular group of people. TQ says, but the water balloons. I did. Mm-hmm. We got to see some of those Photoshop pictures. Let's see. Fairview says, what about these beauty queen pageants for little kindergarten age girls with all the makeup, making them look grown and damn near flirting with judges? Fair use, you know, I am 100% against those. I think that, I think you're giving the wrong signal to those girls. And I think that those girls will grow up. I mean, I'm not saying that all of them do or all of them would, but I think that you have some who grow up, you know, thinking that their shit don't stink, that they're entitled. You know, having a six-year-old where all this makeup, it's ridiculous. I mean, what happened to the fashion shows, you know, that your church used to have, whatever, you know, you go and put on your little Sunday outfit, whatever, boys put on their little outfit, they walk down the little runway, everybody's like, oh, they're so cute, whatever, and that's it. They go home, you go get pizza, you know, at one of those places, you know, and that's it. But everything is about money. Now everything is about money. So that's why I say people who are so against the corruption of children It all comes down to money. And are you allowing these new laws to allow children to work at the age of 14? Is that because adults are not working? Because adults are not taking these jobs? So what? So what if you don't have 14-year-old kids to work? Are you going to mandate people work? Because this country is known for mandating people to work. Let's see, Lou says, it's all gotten this bad because one book was removed a long time ago. The Bible wasn't removed from a lot of places. I mean, I went to school where it was Bibles. Let's see, Bro says the children could vote. It would be a children of the corn society. Parents won't be necessary. I disagree with that, Bro. But I understand where you're going with that. I don't know. Hey, Bro, what's up? I guess nothing right now, huh? See, we can get you back up here again.
Solid Blue, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you?
I guess I'm good. Pop Bean be playing with me. I don't think they like me at Pop Bean. I'm going to have to get off of this. I can't stand them. Because you know why? I think it's a secret society that follow you around. Once you say certain type of stuff, they'll start getting at you. And I think that a lot of people think they don't exist, which makes it easier for them to move and navigate. But anyway, what I was saying is the way children are targeted today, if children could vote, the reason why it would be a Children of the Corn society is because if you remember the movie Children of the Corn, the parents weren't there. They weren't necessary.
Well, because they killed them all.
They killed them all, yes. And for real, that's basically what they're trying to do to parents. Do you know we're voting in November on a law that's about abortion, but it has some LGBTQ undertones where it say that if your child is 15, they'll be able to go get a transgender change without even your consent as a parent. Like, they're making the parents nondescript anyway. So it's almost becoming a Children of the Corn society.
Well, see, Bro, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying you have people who are writing these laws to fit their agenda. So you can, in some places, your child can go and get a sex change or whatever without your consent. But they can't get an abortion if they were raped. I mean, 10 year olds are being forced to Shy Lady Crucible. Well, welcome. You have 10 year olds that are being forced to have children. But of course, when those children are born, and these children need some type of assistance, it's going to be, well, you're lazy. Why did you have that baby in the first place? You know, that is what we have. But we have, this, I mean, the laws just don't make sense. You know, for transgender, I think that parents should be involved in that. But again, the reason why I struggle with that one so much is because you have parents that you just cannot talk to. You have parents that they don't want to hear it. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. They just don't want to hear it. So who does your child go to and what do they do? That's the reason why I struggle with that particular, with the LGBTQ.
Do you know, Solid Blue, I ain't on all the transgender LGBTQ stuff. I'm not, and ain't that I dislike them or, because they're people too. But at the same time, I don't think that anybody have the right to just go behind people's backs and go directly to their children. Do you know if the heterosexuals would have had a movement that was geared directly at some children, they'd be in prison. They'd go to jail. Did you hear, I think it was a couple years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, the teachers took the kids on a field trip to a gay bar. Do you know if you take a kid to a bar, Solid Blue, you going to prison? And nothing was done about it. So, you know, we just got to understand that some people are a protected class at doing some sinister type stuff.
Okay, but at the same time, you had here I go, Lou. I'm going back to Florida. You know, they passed a bill allowing, you know, transgender kids to be taken from their parents. You know, but then they turned around where, because it was the whole gender affirming thing, whatever, that, you know, that I can come into school one day and remove your child from school without even telling you. You know, it's just, you know, once again, it's like, I just come back, like I said, at the beginning, I'm gonna say this one more time, because I don't want to repeat it over and over. So, because I'm not gonna go over it again, but you can't have, you can't pass laws for one thing where you're so concerned, but you're not concerned with other things. You know, like I said, you know, you're passing laws where children can work in meat factories and dairies and what have you, you know, being around dangerous work. That's okay. But don't let them read that book.
You know, I think Fair Use and Blunt Ninja, I think they misunderstood what I was saying. What I was saying was, it ain't about whether or not the bar was gay, or either way, whether it was gay or straight, they shouldn't have took them to a bar. I'm just saying, had straight people did that, they would have went to jail.
You are absolutely right.
And I think Fair Use and Blunt Ninja didn't understand what I was saying, because they made it appear as if I was just saying whether the bar was straight or gay. Not what I was talking about.
Okay, and you came out and you said, I mean, I don't think they were doing that. I think that,
what they were doing. Read what they were writing.
I saw what Blunt said. She said, what about taking your kids to Hooters? What's the difference?
Because that means whether the bar is straight or gay. That's exactly what that means. She's saying,
So would you take your child to Hooters?
All right, let me say this. If I took my child to Hooters, that would be my decision. I wouldn't take your child to Hooters, especially not without asking you.
Let's make everything we say make sense. I understand what you're saying. You're saying no, absolutely not on a field trip. I totally get that. I was just asking. Blunt said something about Hooters. That's why I just asked the question. Would you take?
Okay, I just didn't want to be misconstrued. That's all I was saying.
Okay, and then Fair Use says kids at bars is not good, period, regardless straight or gay. I agree with you. And then Shy Lady, I missed what you said. Hold on. I think it's wrong to allow teachers to go behind a parent's back. No, you are right. I mean, these are all, everything that you all are saying, it is fair. But we still have narratives out there where children are being used to fit an agenda, no matter what that agenda is, no matter where, whether it be, you know, LGBTQ to fit theirs, whether it be, you know, people on the left to fit theirs, be it people on the right to fit theirs, we always use children. And children have been used for centuries and decades and years. I mean, it's just been used. But it's like, you know, we'll get upset about a child, you know, going to a gay bar, or whatever. But like I said, what are we doing about protecting children when they go to school and some crazy person walks in? Again, like I said, say a teacher could carry a gun. I don't think so.
Why not, Solid Blue?
First of all, I think you're putting pressure on the teacher, because I'm going to tell you, if I was a teacher, I would not want to carry a gun in classroom. And people will say, well, you know, Sally, she don't want to protect the children. No, I would not feel comfortable with a gun in the classroom. Now, if someone were to bust in, whatever, honestly, I don't know what I would do. So am I going to then be, you know, put in jail or brought up on charges where you had a gun? Why didn't you shoot? I think that you're putting pressure on teachers to be the security where, you know, like they said, the one, was Uvalde was in Texas. Was that the one where the police officers waited like 40 minutes, you know, because the guy had an AK,
come on. You know what? I wouldn't want to be Solid. I wouldn't want to be the teacher that have a fiasco like that and lock my door and just be sitting there waiting to die if the individual just happened to get in. See, if I had a gun, at least not only would I be able to defend the children, I would be able to defend myself. I think what we need to have is a revamping of how this nation works. And if you weak and weak, we might have to put you somewhere else. Like, this society is getting tough. It's getting almost like World War II. Do you know, Solid, the last time they used children in a political football game like this was during World War II. If your parents said something against the Fuhrer or Hitler himself, who was the Fuhrer, your kids could go to school, say my mom and dad said they don't like Hitler, and they'll come to your house and lock you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the fact that stuff like that could, don't think that can't happen today.
Well, first of all, it's already happening. Things are going on like that. Some people may not want to believe it, but things like that are going on. You know, so Lou says everyone can carry a gun. It's a constitutional right. Lou, I'm not saying that they can't. You know, if you want to own a gun, own one. I'm just saying, I hope you're not crazy and you are owning one. I'm just saying that if I were a teacher and you're like, well, you know, if the parents insisted that I had a gun, I'm telling you, no, am I going to lose my job because I don't want to carry a gun? And if I do have a gun and someone breaks into school, whatever, what if I freeze up? Then am I going to be like, oh my God, you know, Miss Solid, she unfroze. She didn't protect the kids. The gunman came in and he shot up 20 kids, you know, when she could have just shot the person. You don't know how people are going to react. And unfortunately, the court of public opinion, which we've all been part of, can be ruthless. So I understand what you're saying, bro, and I understand what everybody in the chat's saying. I'm just saying that. Anyway, let's see. Son, you're saying, Auntie, I'm going to be real with you. I carry guns to school. I had reasons for it, though. You would be surprised how many of us had guns in school. I'm not glorifying, but it was my reality. Not once did I think to shoot the school up either. Son, I am not saying that you did not have reasons to carry guns. I get it. I am not against guns at all. But if you were not crazy and you hadn't think to shoot up at the school, fine. It is everyone's constitutional right to own a gun. I'm not denying that. Again, I'm just saying that Crazy people shouldn't have them. And if you are going to mandate or ask people to carry a gun into places where you want them to protect your child, don't get mad at them if they don't use that gun. Because I'll be damned if someone's going to sit here and tell me, well, why didn't you shoot them? I mean, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do in the moment. Let's see, Teacher says, I knew a few teachers that had guns in their cars. They told us, I believe them. Fair U says, TQ, yeah, bro, this guns in schools have been happening for decades. In the late 90s when I was in high school, brought guns, and we had portable metal detectors that would surprise you in class, but no one ever shot up the school, although I wouldn't doubt other crimes took place. Charlie says, schools need to hire armed security in every hallway. That way teachers shouldn't be obligated to carry a gun. And Shirley, and that's what I'm saying, have the security in place. And I think it's a shame that the narrative that we have now for children is like, you're going to school and you're doing active shooter drills. When I was in school, we did fire drills. Like I said on another show, we went under our desk, you know, if there was a fire or if there's an earthquake or typhoon, whatever. It's not because some crazy person is pissed off because they lost their job or, you know, or this teacher, you know, gave somebody an F, you know, and they're pissed. They come back and they kill people.
Solid. This ain't the first time they had active shooter drills in school. Don't you know, I think it was either the 40s or the 50s where they were still having Cold War drills. In the school, they were teaching kids in the 40s and 50s how to prepare for certain types of bombs that could be thrown
because that was what we were talking about, a time of war. We're not in war now. I'm talking about just bringing schools to the school because I'm pissed. This girl says she didn't like me, or I'm a nerd, and all the, you know, cool people, you know, laugh, you know, whatever. So I'm going to bring a gun and I'm going to shoot up all the cool people. There's a difference between having a shooter or having a drill because a communist or Russian or somebody might come and drop a bomb.
But you know what, Solid Blue, we are at war. We're at war with lunacy. And the reason we're at war with lunacy is because half of the people that's being the active shooters that's shooting in the school ain't even at that school. They didn't even go to that school. So we are at war.
You're right. You're right. But this is what I'm saying. So the narratives that are out there, from coming from every place, they're just all so whack. They just don't make any sense to me. They just don't make any sense to me that, you know, you're so concerned about that pedophile who supposedly is in that pizza place, whatever. But again, you're not doing anything with Father Pete. You know, Father Pete's been molesting your kid for the last 10 years. You know, so I don't know. Let's see. Lou says it's easy to put security in school, but no state has taken any action. So until it's a federal school protection law, nothing will change. Good point. And thank you everyone for liking the show. Much appreciated. And Power Girl, welcome. I don't know. I just think that when people use children, they just need to stop.
Let me say this, Solid Blue. I think we didn't really take a good look at that case. What was that man's name that went to jail and he died in there? All them CEOs let him die. Do you know how many people he was about to take down, and all of them were federal government associated?
Wait, who are you talking about?
The dude that Trump and all of them knew, that Barack Obama used to hang out with him. They all hung out with, what was his name?
I don't know who.
And he died in jail. They said that he committed suicide, but I know that's not true. What was his name?
Was he black, white, Latino, Asian?
He was white.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was messing with them little kids. He was going to other countries. He was flying people out to other countries.
Are you talking about Epstein? Okay. Epstein. Okay. All right. Yes. Like, who are you talking about? Okay.
Yes.
No, Epstein did not commit suicide. I agree.
If he would have had a chance to take the people down that he was capable of taking down, we would see why all of these laws are aimed directly at our children. And really what they really trying to do is they're viciously trying to lower the age of consent. See, if they can get the age of consent to 12 in the United States, they don't have to go overseas no more.
Okay. All right. Lou says, do you ever think invading and murdering freely in other countries with imaginary wars is causing karma to America? Lou, I think that I do believe in karma, and with all these countries, no country is free from. Every country has some type of blood on its hands. Let's see, son, you're saying fair use. I started carrying guns in eighth grade. I had to. My middle school was a Crip school, and down the street from a blood high school, which is Centennial High. So just off that alone, I had my antennas up in the eighth grade. The reason why I would carry a gun to school, because we've been shot at getting out of school by a racist Mexican gang called the Tortilla Flats. They let it be known they hated us. I know that's a little off topic, but that's the reason why I had to. Okay. All right. And thanks for sharing that. See, Lou, that wasn't that hit list. I think he was on everybody's hit list. I think that he had stuff on everybody. But once again, it's like it's either making it the left or the right instead of saying that they're all corrupt, which all they are. They all are. So it's not the Clinton hit list or the Trump hit list or the Bush hit list, whatever. It's a hit list. All corrupt. Every last one of them.
Like I even said, Solid Blue, even Barack Obama had travel with him. So see what it is some people scared to call their side out. I ain't scared to call either side. Nah. It wasn't about no right or left. Everybody hung with him. I dare you to find somebody in government that didn't. Even women.
Well, like I said, I have no problem calling sides out at all. When it comes to children, I don't know. I think people use children as a narrative to fit their agenda. And we see it constantly. And the narratives, for me, the narratives that are being written are hypocritical, because you can't say one thing about one thing and then, allow or you're okay with something else. You cannot do that. You just can't. And if you are, I'm sorry, you're a hypocrite.
But if we say that, Solid Blue, and we just leave it at that, then that means we might as well just develop a tolerance for anything.
You are right. And unfortunately, America has developed I can't speak for America as a whole, but I do believe that a lot of people feel like me when it comes to this. Now it's like when I hear that there's a shooting, I'm like, oh, okay. And I just keep going. It's so ingrained with me now. It's like, oh, it's just another shooting. And this is even after I lost three friends in the Las Vegas shooting.
But you know why that is? Because we have been desensitized.
Right.
See,
right.
That's what you do to people in a war. You desensitize those people.
Well, I'm sorry, I was drinking some water. You know, and I'm just saying that that's how I am now. You know, I don't know. I'm just to the point where I look at all of these things that are going on. And when it comes to children, again, I say, if children could vote, we would be living in a very different world. If the voting age was, you know, cut down to 10, and that may seem ridiculous to some people, but it's like, do you really have that 10-year-old's, do you really have their best interest at heart when you're making these laws? Or is it that you that you're trying to further your own agenda?
Solid Blue, let me say this. You are really touching on some psychological shit right now. Let me tell you why I say that. It's ironic that you make the age 10 years old for a child to vote, yet the name of the show was Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And guess what most adults prove? That they weren't smarter than fifth graders. They was using more lifelines, friends lines, and sucker lines than ever before. Think about that.
No, you're right. No, you are. No, you have a very, good point. You have a very good point. You know, because, you know, this is why I get frustrated and I see it. I see it when I go out, you know, if I'm at the market, you know, wherever I am, and I see a child trying to talk to their parent and the parent is ignoring them. And, you know, and it's like, you know, we need to listen to our kids. We need to listen to them because they are wiser and they are smarter than us. And I mean, not in everything. They do crazy things, whatever. But, you know, like I said, I go back to Gen Z because Gen Z is not taking crap off of anybody. And Gen Z is going to be, if they continue to behave the way they're behaving now, Gen Z may very well be the generation that changes things in this country and even this world. You know, because Gen Z is like, you know, we don't believe you when you're telling us that. We don't believe you when, you know, when you're telling us this. You know, they want you to show them, show me the money. What are you talking about? You're not going to get my vote just because.
Do you know, Sally, when my grandson was in the third grade, I went to his grandparents' appreciation day ceremony. And he said something that like resonated with me. He said, when he was on stage, he said, my grandfather is unique. And he said he didn't say any of the things that would have made me unique because he didn't want to embarrass me by saying that my grandfather is intelligent. It's almost like kids struggle to find what they would consider an intelligent adult. I promise you, I'm sorry, but somebody have to say it. These kids are not growing up in homes where they could just readily go to their parents for assistance with math and science and they're not growing up in those types of foundations. As a matter of fact, Sally, real quick, don't you know that half of the houses that I go into and I sell insurance on the side, half of the houses that I go into, they don't even have books or a bookshelf or anything in them. It's almost like learning don't even matter no more.
Well, I mean, but bro, you also have to look at the technology side of it too. I mean, how many parents do you see who, when their kids are young and they start to get agitated and you know, they start to cry, first thing a parent will do is give them a cell phone. You know, they put some electronic, you know, thing in their hand for them to, you know, play with. So,
and no matter what they go on, Sally, That's what's raising them.
That's what you have now. I can't say that's for all families because I know families that
have, but it's for a lot, whatever.
And I'm not saying that it's not, but I'm just saying that there are parents, you know, that do raise their kids with books and what have you, you know, but, you know, children today, it's like we're sending out these different signals. It's okay to do this, but don't do that. It's okay to do this, but don't do that. You can do this, but don't do that. And it's like, well, you're contradicting yourself. You know, it's like, you're telling me not to do it. But didn't you just do that? You know, you're telling me that don't smoke, but you're smoking. You're telling me not to get high, but you just smoked a joint. You know, it's like, but then again, it's always been like this, but we have a generation now that's calling people out. They're calling the adults out. They're calling us out.
But you know what, Solid Blue, more than hypocrisy, I think a lot of parents in their own way is telling their kids, don't do what you see me do. I'm a failure. I need you to be better than me. Do you know what I always say about a son? Remember the movie The Terminator? The Terminator was a XQ5-3R. Well, the newer Terminator was just a better model of the old one. And that's what it's supposed to be from generation to generation. The models are supposed to be better.
Well, I applaud people that are good role models. I hope people had good role models growing up, and I know that some people did not, but those people turned out fine. But I just, again, think that, you know, the corruption of children has been happening for a very, very, very long time in many different ways. Let's see, Shorty says, yeah, especially now, this is some of the kids out of school, I have to stay on it. Yeah. Yeah, you do. I don't know. You know, I just think that, again, I just come back to every side has an agenda. Every country has an agenda. And usually it all comes down to money and power.
But you know what you may need to cover, Solid, that you might not have covered because I came on late, so I can't say whether or not you did. But you might have to cover social engineering, because a lot of the times with the political powers that be, what they do is if they can't get an agenda passed through the adults, they start going at your children.
And that's what they're doing now. That is what they're doing now.
10 years now from down the line, your children are going to be grown if they're 10 uh-huh. today. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They're going to have them thinking exactly how they designed them to think.
And that's what they are doing. That's what they are doing now. I mean, I see it. I mean, it's all around us, you know, from things that you know, kids do from you know, just some of the things that they say, some of the things that they post. That's exactly what they're doing. Everything is by design. Everything is by design. Just that you as an individual have to be smart enough where you see through it. And that's why I don't go for this, you know, and again, you know, with you know, I know that. And, you know, I know that I harp on Florida a lot, but I harp on it because I think what they're doing is wrong. It's wrong. You know, so that's what I don't like. It's wrong. So you have to be, as an individual, I think that we just need to be smart enough to see through things and see things for what they really are. And we have a system of government, no matter who is sitting in that Oval Office, all of them are jacked up. Every last one of them.
Did you see what Lou just asked me? He said, who's the designer? Satan, right? And I told him, it's the social scientist that exists in America. When you hear a word like social scientist, you cannot take that for granted. A social scientist is somebody who is aware of exactly how a society is supposed to run. And because they're aware of that, they can bend it and shape it at their whim. And they've been doing it forever. Have you ever heard of a think tank, Solid Blue?
Yeah.
All they get paid to do is just sit around and think of ways to come at the people and destroy them. They never do it to make them better.
No, you're right. You're right. And I also see, I saw Lou say, I think what California doesn't do is wrong. Okay. And that is your opinion, and that's fine. You know, but I don't want to, you know, I don't like oppression and suppression. I don't like using oppression and suppression that favors one group of people, but you have oppression and suppression against another group of people. So while you're so busy, you know, again, going back to banning books and everything, who is that for? You know, you have a state that literally anything that has to do with Black history is no, you can't teach it. That's wrong. That is wrong. And one thing that I can say about California and my governor, back in 2021, I think it was October of 21, the Black Caucus wanted him to sign a bill where they wanted Black history taught in schools. He said, no, I'm not going to sign it. What I will do is you go back and you change this bill where it includes Black history, it includes Latino history, it includes Asians, he had everybody. Because in our schools, we have some of everybody. We just don't have one group of people or one group of this or one group of this. It's some of everybody. So I think that following, April or May, he signed the bill because it encompassed everyone. But what you have in Florida is you can't say, you can't say that. You can't say that. Nope, we can't say Rosa Parks is Black. You know, well, why did she refuse to give up her seat? Her being Black is the main reason why she refused to give up her seat. So I understand what you're saying, Lou. You know, but I'm just saying that anything that is against oppression, suppression, and believe me, there are parts of California and things that they do in California, I'm like, are you all freaking kidding me? Are you all really, seriously? I will call my state out in a minute, and I frequently do. I am part of so many different projects, and sometimes when they're saying things like, you should like this. No, I don't, because it's not fair to this other group of people. But anything that has to do with oppression and suppression, it's wrong, because it's something that is still going on and it's not stopping. In fact, it's getting worse.
You know, Solid Blue.
I'm sorry, go ahead. And then I'll read the comments. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead and read the comments first.
Okay, Lou says the entire establishment is oppressing and keeping us against each other. And Shiley Lee says DeSantis approved Asian American AP history. And you know what? And that was a joke. It's like, you can't learn about Black history, but hey, let's learn about the Asians. You know, I mean, I mean, it's, I mean, it's a, I mean, joke. This is what I'm saying. It's the hypocrisy on top of the hypocrisy. Go on, bro.
Do you know Solid Blue, what the irony is? It is ironic that most of the people that support Governor DeSantis and his banning of books are some of the first people to turn around and talk about who's dividing this country. Do you know that is ultra hypocritical? That's almost like somebody stabbing you. And when you say ouch, they say, what you saying ouch for? I promise you, I never understood how this nation is becoming so unintelligent that people believe that they can say anything to us. And we're supposed to say, hey, you know, you're right. You're right. I never thought that I would see a time as intellectually empty as this period in history right now today is. I never thought I would say that.
Well, you know, bro, we're living in a time that is just, you know, you say things, at least I do, you know, I never thought that I would live to see a Black president. I didn't think I would see it in my lifetime. I didn't. I don't think that I'll see another one in my lifetime. You know, and I would not have said that in my lifetime, I would not be living through Jim Crow like it was back then when, you know, it was supposed to be great. But I am, and I have been since I was born. I mean, this world is just so, it's just so messed up. It's so messed up. And that is why I continuously say God needs to blow it all up, get rid of us all, start over, put animals at the top of the food chain and put humans at the bottom. Let the animals be the one that's walking and talking and whatever. And they're walking us with the leash.
Now, that is, you absolutely,
you know, I'm sorry, but that is what God needs to do. Just blow it all up.
You're absolutely right, Solid Blue. Don't you know, ants, like we'll see the top of an anthole, right? And you ever see the top of one and just wonder what's really in there? They may have created a whole world inside of that anthole, right? Mm-hmm. But now check this out. You got men today that if their kitchen sink or their bathroom sink or toilet was, they can't even replace that. They got to call somebody and pay $7,000 to do what you could do for yourself for $350. I never thought it would be this bad. Like, nobody can't do anything anymore. And anything you need, they got an app for it. So you don't even have to think.
Bro, one thing that I do, and I'm glad that I had parents who, even though difficult at times, they insisted that we know how to do things on our own. You know, because you're right. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that some people will allow a toilet to run without just going to Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever and get the damn flapper for $5 and change it. It's like they don't know. You know, it's like I need help for this and help me for that. You know, and for women, I always tell you, know how to change a flat. Know how to change your oil. Those are things that I learned. You know, how to you know, do electronics around the house. That was something that my father insisted on. Don't always expect a man to do it for you. Don't always, you know, pay somebody when, like you said, bro, you know, go fix this switch yourself before you go pay somebody. I mean, you know, my husband was going to throw out a lamp, and I said, "Why are you throwing that away?" He goes, "It doesn't work anymore." It was the switch. I went to Lowe's and got a $3 part, and that lamp is working. You know, it's like, come on. And bro, you're absolutely right. We rely on apps. We don't do things for ourselves. And that drives me crazy. It drives me nuts.
You know, Solid Blue, I'm sorry. I'll be getting on your show and I almost feel like I'll be taking it to a dark place sometime. But I'm just saying, I just thought that podcast was supposed to be informative. So that's what I try to bring.
No. And I totally get it. Energy Divine, welcome back.
What's up,
grand
sis?
Day to you, sis. Grand day and grand day. I never pronounce it right. My bad. Yeah, the corruption of babies. Absolutely. You know, it's one of my trigger topics.
Yeah, well, we've been talking for about the last hour, and I'm about to wrap the show up. But did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you all are familiar with me, I elucidate the babies in the home, not utilizing the public school system. And when it comes to those things like contracting, contractor type work, carpentry, brick mason, roofing, stuff like that, I went to school as a young woman to learn these things. So I, like she said, know how to do these things myself. And then later years, now that I am, if I'm not going to get up on the roof and do the repair myself, at least I know what should have been done, what materials need to be bought, how much that thing costs. Yep. So I'm not taken advantage of. And then also teach those same trade skills to my babies, because that's one thing about a trade. You could take that everywhere you go. You know, and as a female, once again, we're taken advantage of, because in a male dominant world, so it appears, we can be taken advantage of. And a lot of females actually do play on that whole damsel in distress. And meanwhile, not realizing that they're putting themselves in a very vulnerable and predatory position. So that's why I'm grateful that the Most High allowed or directed my steps into, you know, learning things, you know, things that's outside the realm of what they say women are supposed to be about. Because eventually I became a mother. So it's important. I had gave birth to a son first, then a daughter, and then two more sons. So I work on cars. I do the work on the house that we have, the lawn care. And well, I don't do lawn care. I actually grow things and let the land do what it do, so we can recognize the real food and medicine that's already provided for us through nature, versus relying on pharmaceuticals, which also attacks our babies, especially within our community. ADD, ADHD, they put them on a mild form of cocaine known as Ritalin, things like that. Try to tell you that your baby is unable to learn, so they put them in special ed, versus, you know, not understanding the way that they need to learn. The diets that we feed our babies, it's not, everybody don't eat the same thing. The gorilla don't eat the same thing as the panda do. And we need to be recognizing these things. And when we don't recognize these things, the ones that pay the price is our babies. I hope that was fast enough.
No, I mean, no, you weren't on a clock timer. Oh, okay. No,
so you weren't on a clock timer. It even comes down to like the fact that I make their clothes, or I made a lot of their clothes, especially when they're little. So when you're in a playground and you getting things off the rack, you have the, you know, you run into the thing where a lot of children got the same type of clothes, especially when you are moved by, what's it called, trends or something like that. But if I made my daughter and my son's garments, I know exactly where they're at any given time. And a lot of people, when you take them to a playground, most of the adults are staring into this smart phone, and they're not even realizing what these babies are doing and everything like that. Whereas I'm walking around, I'm interacting with them, I'm going down the sliding board, I'm playing too, because I'm at the playground, I'm still a child at heart, you know, stuff like that. Interact with the babies. We don't do that anymore. We don't even let the babies go outside like they used to, you know, climb trees, get in the dirt.
But energy, you know, you can't let your child go out anymore, because your neighbor across the street will say, oh, my God, there's a free range kid. And then they call the cops. And I mean, there's a town by me about 15 miles away where they passed a law 2 years ago that free range kids. Your child, if they are outside, they have to be with an adult at all times. It's like when I was growing up, wow, I was all over the place. I had my bike, I was running, I was here, there, whatever, but I had to be in the house. By the time those, you know, street lights came on, I better be in the house, you know. But I'm just saying, but I mean, it's gotten to the point where it's like, once again, it's like, we won't let our child read that book that's banned, but you better be, if you let your child go outside and they're sitting there and they're bouncing their ball all by themselves, we're going to take your child and you're going to jail.
Well, and that is the circumstance, I guess. My issue with today is because if you notice, our babies are getting snatched off these streets. And like you said, those agencies, what it was, over 80,000 children are lost to CPS every year, unaccounted for. You can't tell me where these babies are. How do you get to stay in business? And it's obviously you're operating in child trafficking. It's obvious.
Well, that
and
is
used
a shame.
For that's, many that's... different things, for like anything from child sex slaves to harvesting their organs. And that's just the realities.
That is actually, it's interesting you said that, because that's actually a show that I'm going to do next week about what's really happening with the children, because I have a lot of, it's not a conspiracy theory or anything like that, but I do have some ideas of where some of these children are going, and I'm going to When I talk about this next week, I'm also going to be talking about the indigenous women and why are all these women coming up missing? And I think that they're all tied together. So yeah. Let's see. Blunt says the government only cares when it fits an agenda. Yes, absolutely. Lou says to divine, I've had some knowledge into the corrupt who for many years. So you guys are liking the show. Thank you. I missed somebody's comment. No, I didn't. Okay, you all were just liking the show. So thank you.
The other thing I've noticed is those white vans riding through the neighborhoods. I know that Amazon have, you know, their vans on, but sometimes they have individual contract. But I've seen a lot of those white Sprinter vans a lot. So now it's not even when you used to, like you said, jump on your bike, you ride around the neighborhood. And it was once at a time a village raising the baby. But now you can't trust your neighbor because you don't know what kind of pharmaceuticals they on.
But at the same time, though, we also live in a society where, I mean, I am going to ask people on the panel. So, bro, I want your input, too. And people in the chat, how many of you guys know your neighbors? I mean, how many of you know your neighbors? When I moved into my neighborhood, now there's, out of the people who are left when I moved in, there's only three families left. Everybody else has sold their homes, whatever. But I introduce myself when new people are moving in. I introduce myself. I want to know who everybody is, and I can name everybody on my block and what their names are, and I know whose kid belongs in what house, whatever. People don't talk to their neighbors anymore. They see their neighbor coming out, and they put their head down, they get in their car, and they drive away.
She's absolutely right. We had a couple that are a family that moved in catty corner to our house, and when they first moved in, we did that which you don't see anymore. We brought them a housewarming gift. We knocked on their door. They just peeked out the curtain. They never opened their door. We left the plan on their porch. But you're right. There's only 5 houses on the street that I'm on. I know of the names of the women of the family. The men, I, you know, keep the distance because of the culture I practice. But I know who they are. But I'm looked at as the oddball out because of the way that I do that. You're going to see my babies at the time that other children are in so-called school, but they may be going down to the local library, which, yes, they're under that mandate. If it's school age, school hours, the children can't be in the library. But for my sons and daughter, they can be because they know that they're educated in the home. And if they're coming to that library, they're going to get books to do a book report and also use the facility and everything. But I do know the people on my street. I will welcome you to the neighborhood, stuff like that. And I let the neighbors know who I am, and not just on my block, but as I walk through. I speak to everybody. I try to be as active in my community as possible.
You know, and that's what you have to do, because, you know, as I walk my dogs every day. You know, you tend to see the same people that, you know, that guy is going to be riding his bike. You know, that guy over there is going to be walking, whatever. And you say hello. You know, you have that eye contact. I'm not saying you got to stand there and have a whole, you know, talk or whatever. Just, you know, just nod and say hello. But it's unfortunate that people don't do that. And about 3 years ago, in probably about 7 blocks from where I am, but in the same town, I am a neighborhood watch captain, and we had a meeting, and this guy came who had been robbed, and everybody knew what happened. Apparently a couple of the neighbors were outside. A moving van pulled up to his house. They were kind of standing at the front door for a bit, but then they finally went in. Neighbors didn't say anything, didn't do anything, opened up the garage door. And with this moving van, they cleaned out his house. They took everything.
Wow. Wow. Everybody.
But the neighbors that were out there, they weren't talking to each other. They were doing their lawn. They were out there playing with their kids. Nobody was interacting, but they all saw this van come up. So then later on, the man comes home from work. His wife comes home from work. They walk to their house, and their house is like cleaned out. And what we were saying at the meeting was, if people had known who lived in that house, if they were interacting with that, that never would have happened. That never would have happened. Those people would not have been able to go into his house and clean out his house, because a neighbor would have said, "You don't belong here." And when they went back to talk to the neighbors, all the neighbors said, "We thought that that was the homeowner." And I think that's sad. I think that's sad. I think you're also teaching your children the wrong thing. I think that's sad.
The other night, we were on the porch. My daughter and I, we had walked around the neighborhood, and it started getting dark, so we headed back. We were sitting on the front porch here at my son's house, and they're in a row house-like situation. A man pulled up on a motorcycle across the street, and he's slowing down, and he parked it across the street. Now, he's going around the neighbor two doors down, truck, and me and Lala keep looking back at this guy, you know, and everything. But what we're not going to do is run up on some stranger. That's not what we're going to do. So what I did was text my son, "There's a guy out here around Bree's truck. I think you might need to come out here, because I don't know, you might know, you know, you never know." And I'm thinking it might be a disgruntled lover or something like that, because why are you around this woman's truck? Now we're starting to smell gas. It's a possibility that he siphoned gas out of her truck or whatever. And she wound up, my son and his wife came out. They was able to get their neighbor on the phone, because they got her number. And that's important too. Like me, I'm not at my post 4 days out of a 7-day period. Every week, that's just how it goes. My neighbor next door to me, she doesn't like me, but she got my number. One thing I've done as far as security system is I have no curtains up. You can see straight through my house. So if you go up in there, they're going to see you. You got to turn on lights to come in there. And that big old picture window on both sides of the first floor and everything, and that big bay window in the dining area, that type of thing, you're going to see. And we got that kind of closeness. It's just across the alleyway. And my other neighbors, they just moved out. And there's only 5 houses, like I said, on that street. And then we got the cameras on that street they just installed. So the police captain, chief of police, Adam, I make myself known to these people, because if I call you, Adam, you know, because I've got your cell phone number, the mayor, I sat down with them. That's something else that we don't do. We don't go to the council meetings. We just don't be knowing what's going on in our neighborhood and who suffer, like she just said, the babies.
Well, and that's what it is. And I go to every town hall. I know what is going on. Because I have to, because I pay taxes. I pay enough taxes, and I'm going to know what's going on. But this is my show, guys. I am going to wrap it up. Bro, did you have any last words? Did you want to say anything else?
Nah, not really. Y'all summed it up real good.
Okay.
I'm eating dinner right now. So not.
All right.
And it's so kind of tasty. I wish you was here, Solid Blue, you and your family. I invite y'all, and you too, Divine Energy. You can eat too.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, guys, tomorrow is Thursday fun. And I think I have the topic. You know, try to do that. Whatever. I'm going to put you guys on mute because your background noise is coming in. That is Thursday. And Friday and Shorty, just so you know, is Shorty still on? Yes, you are. Shorty, I'm thinking about, since y'all were talking about it yesterday, I'm thinking about doing a show on Friday night. I'm thinking about it. It would be 6 o'clock my time in California. So I'm Pacific. It would only be for an hour, no topic. And I struggle with shows like that because I have to have something to talk about. But I know night shows, people don't really say anything. Y'all kind of, people just kind of chat amongst themselves. So I'm going to struggle with that. But anyway, if I do, it would be 6 p.m. Pacific time on Friday and only for an hour. Thank you, son. Thank you very much. So we shall see. But to Bro and Energy, thank you so much for popping up on the panel. I am going to clear the panel and I am going to leave the outro song is going to be, yes, it is, Marvin Gaye, Save the Children. So I'm going to clear the panel. And you guys, thank you again so much. So let me get this started. Hold on. Hold on, I just lost the song here for a moment. All right, here we go.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating in the chat and on the panel. All of you guys, I appreciate you a lot. I, again, will be here tomorrow, Thursday fun. And you guys enjoy the rest of your day or weekend, wherever you are in the world, or your day or evening, rather. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.